and hearing of Dale's mysterious survival was waking those troubled memories once again. Chapter 2, The Great Journey. In your early years, the flow of the Force might seem frightening, shocking. Find balance between its light and dark facets, and the flow will become a powerful stillness. Struggle against the Force, and your body rebels. Fight with the Force, and you have the universe on your side. Temple Master Vordana, Stav Kesh, 10,441 TYA, Thoyor Arrival.
"2 years," Lannery thinks. "It'll be at least that long before I see mother and father again."
But such is the training of a young journeyer. Their time at Padawan Kesh over, teenagers now, she and her brother Dale are embarking on their great journey, and they have returned home to say goodbye. Close to the sea on the southern coast of Masera lies Bodhi Temple and its surrounding settlement, her home since birth. Her parents are Jedi, and they teach at the temple, instructing young Force sensitives in the arts. Her mother specializes in music, prose, and poetry. Her father is a talented sculptor and artist. They made their own journeys years before Dale and Lannery were born. Indeed, they enjoy telling the story of how they met as journeyers. And they were both drawn to Bodhi, the Force exposing and celebrating their particular talents and strengths. Now it is time for Dale and Lannery to journey across Tython to the other Jedi temples, there to learn the ways of the Force. Science and combat, meditation and healing. The raw talents Lannery has now will be honed and practiced throughout the coming 2 years. She is excited and nervous. And when her mother calls her close and asks that they walk across the grassland until they are alone, she almost knows what to expect. It is a fine, sunny day, and the sky is clear. Tythos blazes above, giving them heat and light. The Force binds her and her surroundings together, and she wears her Jedi training sword on her hip. Though nervous, she is at peace. Until her mother begins to speak.
"Look after your brother, Lannery."
"I'm only 2 years older than him, Mother."
"True, but the Force is strong in you. You welcome it, and it nourishes you. Your father and I both sense your strength, and we also sense Dale's weakness. He and the Force, there's little love lost."
"He'll learn, Mother. He has you and Father to look up to. You're powerful, Jedi, and he'll be the same."
"You are destined to follow us, I believe," her mother says.
She smiles at Lannery, but there is little joy here.
"But my worries for Dale are genuine and heartfelt. His interest in the distant past, our ancestors and history outside the system, places on Tython like the old city. I'm afraid his fate leads away from the Force, away from Tython."
Her voice hitches, and Lannery is startled to see tears in her mother's eyes, glistening on her soft brown cheeks.
"I'll make sure that doesn't happen. I'll guide and help him. I promise. That's what we're traveling for, after all."
"You're traveling to learn to control and expand your powers. If the Force isn't there to begin with..."
"It is there," Lannery says, interrupting her mother. "I see it in his eyes. I think Dale just has trouble letting go. He wants to be his own master."
"And he will," Lannery said. "You know the teachings, Mother. The Force is neither light nor dark, master nor slave, but a balance between extremes. Dale will find balance."
"I hope so," her mother says. Lannery frowns, pouting slightly. It's a little unfair, she knows, using the look that her mother can so rarely resist. But it might be the last time. She is leaving as a child, and when she returns, she will be a woman.
"Fine, Lannery," her mother says, smiling.
I'm sure he'll find the balance he needs. Lannery smiles and nods, and a little while later she and Dale take the first symbolic steps away from their parents. They look back along the river several times, and their mother and father remain there, watching them go and waving them on their way. Dale says nothing. Neither does Lannery. Lost in their private thoughts, hers are troubled.
I'm sure he'll find the balance he needs, her mother said of Dale.
Buried deep beneath her childish enthusiasm, in truth, Lannery is far from certain. And yet unsettled by whatever future her brother might face, she also leaves her parents and home behind with excitement burning in her heart.
This is the start of a real adventure, and one that every Jedi on Tython has to undergo at some point during their training.
Balance in the Force is essential to become a great Jedi, and to achieve that, one must also gain balance in one's abilities and talents. Being adept at Force skills is nothing if you do not know how to use them. Having a great talent in channeling the Force through writing and art is fine, but if you cannot also protect yourself in combat, then you will never reach the heights of Jedi Master. Ashlaw and Bogan cast their light and dark shadows upon the surface of Tython, and true balance exists within as well as without. Lannery can feel the Force thrumming through her sometimes, matching the beating of her heart, or perhaps vice versa. And she is looking forward to every day that follows. She and Dale often wander together, and they're very familiar with Bodhi, the nearby ocean, and the lands around it. But other than their time at Padawan Kesh, they have never gone beyond. The start of their journey will take them northwest across the large island continent of Misera to the other coast. A flight by Cloud Chaser 800 kilometers over the Thyrian Ocean will follow. And after their arrival on Thyre, they will journey across rocky plains and through extensive forests until they reach Qigong Kesh, the Temple of Force Skills. It lies beyond the forests and 3 days' walk into the Silent Desert, that mysterious place where sound is soaked up by some unknown quality in the constantly drifting sands. The winds are relentless there, and it's said that some of the sand